Blog Talk Radio.
Controversial issue today is this business about rape, and it's unfortunate that it's become a political issue when it should have been dealt with by politicians who are responsible for protecting the welfare of both men, males and females, as well as children. Among the birthdays today, as usual, something. Here we go. Claude Debussy, the great French impressionist at the turn of the century. He was part of that whole French artistic crowd of the painters in music and in painting and sculpture. There was a very beautiful aesthetic expression in these arts. And Lemaire is probably Claude Debussy's most popular piece. Lemaire, and translated from French, means the sea. Very beautiful. Also, the only opera he did was Pelléas and Mélisande, and it's the opposite of the very broad and loud Wagner operas, or even the most intense, what they call verismo operas of Puccini and Verdi. Also on this day, here's some of the other birthdays. Dorothy Parker, who was quite an essayist and made some she had a very sharp, tart tongue. And when Calvin Coolidge died, because he was known as president as Silent Cal, she remarked, "Are you sure?" Because he hardly said anything when he was president, although we do have a part of, from our archives, a speech that he gave, a talk on radio about the Americans, worker and families being able to keep most of their money that they earn instead of working for the government. Also on this day, great German actress, Elisabeth Bergner, who starred in the first movie version of the life of Catherine the Great. It was only a partial. The German Lutheran princess, she was nobility, but she wasn't a princess, who came, who was imported into Russia to marry Peter, who was the grandson of Peter the Great. And she became Russian, Slavicized, adopted the Orthodox faith. And he was an admirer of Frederick the Great, who was a Lutheran, and who tried to turn his whole army into a Russian version of the Prussian army that Frederick the Great, who was one of the great military geniuses, incidentally. And of course, who became when he became emperor, abused his wife, and was later, quote, removed with extreme displeasure. The Chinese leader who was also part of Mao's circle and the Great Trek, the 5,000-mile trek to avoid confrontation with Chiang Kai-shek's nationalists, this is one of the great military maneuvers in history that ranks also. This one was on land, whereas the other one, the 5,000 miles, was with Admiral Radzivinsky in the Russo-Japanese War, when he sailed from the Black Sea, the top of Russia, all the way around Africa and into the Pacific to confront the Japanese Navy, which was waiting for him in Tsushima Straits. And of course, the Russian fleet, the Russian Black Sea fleet, was just about almost totally annihilated. But it was still a great military maneuver, and it's one that's not really respected even today. But anyway, Deng Xiaoping was the guy who decided to introduce what we can call that capitalism into China. Of course, wherever the Chinese go in the world, they are financiers and bankers. In fact, the joke in Hawaii is that the Japanese run the politics and the Chinese run the finances and the banks. And also in the Philippines, Ferdinand Marcos had Chinese ancestry. Musician, Jim Lee Hooker, is his birthday today. One of the great heart surgeons who worked down in Texas, Dr. Denton Cooley. And for you science fiction people, Ray Bradbury is born today. Excuse me. And those of you who remember the first James Bond films with Sean Connery, Honor Blackman, who played Pussy Galore. It's fun with that one. And then one of the great women's female swimmers of our time, and probably of all time, Diana Nyad, tried again to swim from Cuba to Florida, and she didn't. And today is her birthday, and she tried 2 days ago and was again attacked by jellyfish. It was quite a feat, even the attempt. And one of the reasons that women are better long-distance swimmers, like the woman that swam from France to England, the English Channel, is because women have an extra layer of fat, and a lot of men don't know that. One of the interesting deaths today in 1818 was that of Warren Hastings. Now, Hastings was the Governor General of India, and he was accused of high crimes, misdemeanors, and he had an impeachment trial that dragged on for about 10 years, one of the most famous trials of a political figure in English and probably world history. Let's see who else died today. Michael Collins, another political figure, a great figure in modern Irish history. He was probably responsible. He was the military genius and the brains behind confronting the Blacks and Tans. These were the groups that the British government sent into Ireland to suppress the rebellion, the Easter Rebellion. And they were brutal. They tortured people, horrible things they did. And they're still hated to this day, the Blacks and Tans. Anyway, Michael Collins tried to negotiate a peace treaty to free Ireland from English domination. And he was assassinated by one of his own people. It just shows you treachery. Famous movies out there. Michael Collins, I highly recommend it. Another political leader, but this one's in Africa. He died today. Was part of the Mau Maus in Kenya, Jomo Kenyatta. And also, we've got to remember Scott McKenzie. Those of us, including myself, who were lured, I was lured back, because my family on my mother's side helped found the state of California. The famous song, If You're Going to San Francisco, Wear Flowers in Your Hair. Of course, he is... didn't write the song. It was John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas who did sing the song also. But to be practical, I tell people, if you're going to San Francisco today, don't wear flowers in your hair. Wear a crash helmet, because we're in the grip of a reckless driving and reckless bicycling epidemic, where bicyclists have run down people and killed them, and there's no licensing. There's no liability insurance with these people. The taxpayer picks up the police and ambulance and medical costs and disruption to traffic. And so we'll get into that, because we think bicyclists and a growing number of people think that this political group has political representation without taxation, without having their vehicles, their bicycles licensed, or having carrying liability insurance for the damage and injuries that they do and cause. Davis, California is one of the places where there's a minimal $10 a year bicycle registration fee. We'll get into more of that, because we think that the state of California, you know, they're always crying they don't have any money. The cities are spending millions on these bicycle lanes and bicycle this, bicycle that. And these bicyclists have all these disposable income to buy bikes that cost as much as $5,000, as much as a used car. But yet, if you buy a used car, you have to pay license, taxes, transfer fees, smog. Whereas you buy a bicycle, you just pay a sales tax, and that's it. You have all that money for those who are into cocaine or cappuccino, or what I call the latte left. Among the other events today, 1485, the last of the Plantagenets, Richard III, was was defeated at the Battle of Bosworth Fields. He was the horrible, he was known as Hunchback Dick, and he was the last of the Plantagenets. Now, the Plantagenets were the descendants of William the Conqueror, the Frenchman who came over and defeated the Harold at Hastings in 1066. And then the Tudors took over, and that was the Henrys. And then the last of the Tudors was Elizabeth I. And then the Stuarts took over, and they were the children, the descendants of Mary, Queen of Scots, who was also related to Henry VIII. Also today, George III in 1775, a year before we started our revolution, he declared that the American colonies were in open revolt. In 1791, the French had the problem of Haiti and the rebellion that started there with Toulouse-Louverture, and he was captured by the French, and it was one of the disastrous policies of Napoleon. And this and the expenses of the war in Europe and the disastrous Russian expedition, the war against the Tsar, cost Napoleon, the French government, billions of francs. And that's one of the reasons that Napoleon decided to sell Louisiana to the United States. And the French. And then there's a famous movie starring Marlon Brando, which gets into the African revolts of the African slaves in the colonies like Haiti. And the movie is called Burn. Highly recommend it. And then talk about colonialism. In 1846, after the Mexican War, the United States annexed New Mexico. And on my mother's side, we are related to some of the Americans and Indians who were from that period. And the people think there was only one big gold rush in California. California was the place. Australians did come here, but in 1851, there was a gold rush, and gold was discovered in Australia. And then, of course, we have the America's Cup, or what some people think is just what San Francisco has become, is a sea playground for the rich who can afford these yachts, or what some of us consider this bread and circuses entertainment to divert our attention from the financial disasters and the looming earthquakes that are facing the West Coast and California. And in 1864, 12 nations signed a Geneva Convention, which established rules and regulations to protect combatants and prisoners of war, and not to use certain type of war weapons. And then in 1932, the first TV station started experimenting with broadcasting TV. Can you imagine what the size of the screens were in those days? In 1968, we had the first papal visit to South America. No pope had ever visited South America, which was predominantly Catholic and still is to this day, even though they do not practice. And in fact, Spain and Portugal controlled all of South America, and there was a famous dispute that was submitted to the Pope over who should control South America. And so Spain and Portugal presented the map to the Pope, and he drew up a demarcation line, which gave Portugal all of Brazil, what is known today as Brazil, which is the largest country there, and the rest of South America he gave to Spain. That's how that deal. And, of course, there were the revolts to get rid of the Spanish. And then in the last monarchy in South America was that in Portugal. Dom Pedro Alcantara was the last emperor of Portugal, of Brazil, excuse me. And then on this day in 1984, the Republicans at their convention nominated Ronald Reagan and Bush. Among the controversies that are raging is Barbara Boxer's making her statement about rape. Yet she had an opportunity to deal with, to come out and call for an investigation, she and others in Congress, of the abuse and the rape of military recruits, not only by military personnel, but also by civilians. And in the case of Randy Kraft, who's sitting on death row in San Quentin, it's estimated that at least 10 young military recruits, primarily Marines, but there was, I think, one National Guardsman, who were kidnapped, in effect, drugged, tortured, mutilated, murdered, and dumped along the highways of California. And his sexual predatory activities went as far east as Michigan and it's believed up into Canada. And then we have the case today. This is 16 years of U.S. Navy sailor Stephen Neri, who was drugged with Rohypnol at the Palladium here in San Francisco's North Beach by another sexual predator who was an illegal alien but had political connections to the district attorney who illegally prosecuted the U.S. Navy sailor Stephen Neri using forged documents and concealing PFRA's communicable disease status, AIDS, and suspected hepatitis. Anyway, Barbara Boxer seems to ignore the fact that rape is rape, whether it's of women or of males or of children. And, you know, apparently this isn't politically expedient for these politicians who have embraced the gay, lesbian, NAMBLA agenda. And unfortunately, she is in that category. There's a photograph of her with a notorious lesbian here in San Francisco at a glory hole club. I don't know if she knew where she was. She's from Marin County, but originally she's a transplanted New Yorker. And we'll see if she changes her way. Of course, she's getting up there in age. She's like Pete Stark, getting increasingly senile. And we don't know what she's really done in Congress in the, 14 years she's been there. She's not the only one. There are others who are what I call moral eunuchs and morally sterilized. But anyway, let's see what happens. And let's play this interview of Eric Hoffer, who talks about these things, and let's bring it up right now. Eric, part four, which is very relevant, excuse me, of what's going on in America today when people elect politicians who do not have the guts to stand up and do what is right and to speak out, especially where people who can't fight back or who don't know how to fight back need somebody to stand up in public life and in the media to say, hey, this is wrong. And when we are financing these organizations that abuse children, and this happens, children have been raped in affordable housing, and there are lawsuits about that, but they don't get published. But anyway, here's Eric Hoffer, who talks about some of these things. Oh, wow, we've got 4 minutes. We'll play Eric Hoffer another day. I didn't realize we went so far and so long. And I wanted to play Mae West and see if we'll try to get her right now. Let's see if she's there. As I promised. Let's see if she's here. Oh, yeah, Mae West. Let's see. Try one more time. Where is Mae West? We'll try one more time, because she's such fun. Here we go.
You know, I always did like a man in a uniform. That one fits you grand. I just come up sometimes, see me. I'm home every evening.
Yeah, but I'm busy every evening.
Busy? So what are you trying to do, insult me?
No, not at all. I'm just busy, that's all. You see, we're holding meetings in Jacobson's Hall every evening. Anytime you have a moment to spare, I'd be glad to have you drop in. You're more than welcome.
I heard you. But you ain't kidding me any. You know, I met your kind before. Why don't you come up sometime, huh?
Well, I...
Don't be afraid. I won't tell.
But,
Come up. I'll tell your fortune. Ah, oh, you can be had.
And here's Mae West and Klondike Annie. Theme, politics and poker then. Good night.